This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. Gus Nyquist, who was mentioned in my story last week about providing water for the Roswell Creamery, had a business in Roswell in the 1920s called Roswell Machine Works. An article in the Roswell Times Region of January 15, 1926, told about some of his projects at that time. One of the most interesting and busiest places in town at present is the Roswell Machine Works, of which Gus Nyquist is owner. The place has from 7 to 9 men working all the time. The shop is equipped with up-to-date machinery for turning out parts or complete machines, and it is run by Mr. Nyquist, who knows how to use his equipment. Mr. Nyquist and his force are working on parts for the new lath mill, ordered by Anva Comstock. The mill will be a one-unit machine having 5 saws, besides the 4 stripping saws, a blower, and all run without any other belt than the drive belt from the steam engine, which Mr. Comstock will use for motive power. It will be a portable mill, which can be moved by the traction of the steam engine. This feature will mean a big saving in moving, as the moving of a stationary mill entails expense that runs into big figures. Roller bearings running in oil will be used in all bearings. It will have a capacity of 35,000 to 40,000 laths a day. Mr. Nyquist is using tractor gears and casting in the machine. All gears will be enclosed. The plan is all Gus's. When he has finished this machine, he will start on another one ordered by one of the Roswell farmers. Another machine of interest is the ice saw rig, which Louis Larson and Petter Strandberg are assembling in Nyquist's shop. The machine is mounted on steel runners. The machine consists of a Franklin 4-cylinder auto engine, which is connected with the 40-inch circular saw by transmission and beveled gears. The saw, gear housing, and transmission shaft housing are held up by tension springs, and when ready to commence sawing, the operator throws in the clutch, grabs a lever, and pulls the saw into contact with the ice. The saw revolves backward while the machine is pushed forward as fast as the saw cuts. In this way, a clear cut is made. The capacity of the machine to be determined by tests, but Mr. Strandberg believes that it will only be necessary to run it a little while each day to supply Big Louie and himself with enough cakes for the day's haul. W.C. Rader of Warroad has had his ice boat built here at the Machine Works. It is built on 4 large runners. The body is taken from an automobile, and the motor power is vested in a 90-horsepower airplane engine attached to an airplane propeller. The engine and propeller are mounted at the rear of the car. A runabout top covers the front seat, and a windshield protects the driver from the rush of air from the front. The exhaust is carried forward to give heat for the driver. One of the improvements on the engine was a heating contraption for the carburetor, this being done by piping the exhaust. Mr. Rader will use his ice boat in transporting the mail on the lake and in chasing wolves. He can attain as great a speed as he might possibly care to go with his machine. 5 years after all these interesting projects were being made, another article about Gus Nyquist appeared in the January 29, 1931 Roswell Times Region with the heading, Nyquist Confounds General Electric. Gus Nyquist returned Monday from attending the Welders Convention at Ames, Iowa. Mr. Nyquist was summoned there by Western Electric Company to demonstrate the method of arcast welding. Mr. Nyquist reports an interesting occurrence at the convention. A specialist from the General Electric Company was giving a talk on electric welding. He was questioned whether or not it was possible to successfully weld cast iron by the process, to which he had to admit it was not practical. It was then that Mr. Nyquist had his opportunity, and he made full use of it. A demonstration was asked for, and Mr. Nyquist showed the welders and the big boys how it could be quickly and efficiently done by the arcast method. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.